All right, I got Justin Franson on the show. He is an athleticism performance coach, best-selling author, and the founder of EMF Rocks. Justin, welcome to the show, brother.
Joel, thanks for having me on.
I feel like this is part two. We've been talking for a while. Man, I'm excited to jump into you. I got these EMF rocks. It's a bag of crystals, a bag of rocks. And I can't wait to talk to you about them because I know a lot of health-minded people, including myself, love this kind of stuff. But even me, I'm like, man, I don't know. Like, some, you mean these rocks are going to really like change my health dramatically? And you're a top-notch guy. So when people hear your background and they, I think they hear your passion and like where you've come, the athletes, the elite athletes that you get better, and then why you felt the need to create this product, I think we're going to learn something today and why you're so passionate about EMFs. But before we even go there, let's talk about a little bit about your background. You have an amazing clinic in Southern California. You see, again, some of the top athletes in the world come to see you because they get results, they get better. And you've coined this term athleticism neurostacking. What the hell is that, man?
Yeah, so Joel, I started athleticism.com about 30 years ago working with amateur and professional athletes, and we do out-of-the-box nerve work for sports performance, treat concussions, do ambidexterity training. We're one of the only whole body, whole brain sports performance programs in the country at a Scripps clinic, and that's where it all started. And so it's just a more aware approach to working with the athletes. And what I saw in that was our athletes were breaking down from wearable technology. And one of them in particular had a smartwatch on his wrist and he had pain there right below it. And he's like, Justin, I have pain on my wrist. I said, well, take the radiation off your wrist. And sure enough, the pain went away. And so that was the moment where I really want to dive in the interplay between us and our environment and how the different, the man-made electromagnetic radiation was for us.
Yeah, awesome stuff. And we're going to jump into that. We're going to geek out on that today. Talk a little bit about why athletes come to see you, and you're really doing something I've never heard about. You know, I have a background in electric stim therapy using a newbie device. I understand a lot. You know, I just had a guest on. We were talking about muscle activation technique, and I understand that. I understand why it works, but I'm not exactly familiar with what you do and how you clear these nerves, other than like chiropractic, I think. But I know that's not what you're doing. And you're getting some really top-notch results. So talk about just what you're doing to clear some of these impediments that athletes are facing and why they get so much better when after they see you.
Yeah, similar to the electrical stimulation and then, you know, some of the other programs where you're basically upregulating the nervous system. For ours, it's more specific where we're connecting a muscle to their endpoint and or the nerve to the endpoint, which is the muscle. So, and the body communicates through light, and because we're basically a holograph of light. And when someone's healthy, they're glowing. And when they're older and dying, their life's about to run out of them. So their body shows that through the coloring and the light. So we use light and applied kinesiology, which is similar to what CellCore guys like Dr. Todd Watts is teaching. You know, in his company, we use that similar type of applied kinesiology. And I know you do a lot with essential oils. So working with his brother, but it's a really similar genre of applying applied kinesiology, upregulating the nerves. I do use essential oils. We use our grounding bags and light therapy and a bunch of other things and fascia work to help upregulate the nerves, which is essentially the fascia system, that neural network. And we keep it hydrated and have more connectivity. I know you're really interested in the concussions. The concussions are really leveling their knowing, actually teaching them what's level and what's center. So it's like, what are their longitude and latitude lines? And that's where we can help reconnect their grid for them.
Wow. Yeah. I'm very passionate about the concussion thing because my son, he's six now, but 3 years ago, he had a concussion and I've noticed his immune system has dropped. I've noticed his emotional well-being has faced some detriments and some deficits. He's just more emotion. He's quick to anger a lot more. And, you know, when I think of, and from what I know, or what I've learned is things like hyperbaric, neurofeedback, you know, these are some of the things you might do. Or even, you know, more recently, I've got into vestibular training and how you can use certain lights and some training to do that to kind of bring back the nervous system back up. But you're not doing any of these. And it sounds like, you know, you're doing a lot of fascial work and some of the things it sounds like you're doing, it reminds me of that book, The Body Keeps the Score. And like, you're removing some of these traumas, maybe that gets stored, but I don't know. Like, I'm curious, man, like if my, I'm excited to work with you and my son comes to see you virtually, cause we're a state away. Like, what does it look like? Like, and how fast can you get someone back after a concussion? Like, this is 3 years ago.
Yeah. You should notice a difference right away with him for sure. And it's wild because we're working through the physics of how we're all connected through our atmosphere and waves and particles. And to me, it's not so far off that because we're one with our universe and because we're all interconnected, they call it this quantum entanglement, we can actually work with individuals through intent. And so I'll be walking you guys through certain things and have them basically hold his stomach to level his center line or you know, something like that. And then I'll muscle test on my end to see where it's at and I'll hit the lights and the spots and you'll probably see me burping and, or, you know, just letting emotions go. Like I'll feel the decompressing of what he's decompressing and I'll know that it's cleared and I'll muscle test it strong. So it's kind of a weird thing when you start to work in the energy world of physics and through applied kinesiology, even remotely, it's a wild to watch, but then you'll see the changes with his behavior and the health of your child. Like it's profound. So whether it's an athlete and they're shooting baskets, they'll start making more baskets and because now they know what's level. And then if with your son, it sounds more behavioral, you'll start to see him more grounded. We're going to release some of those emotional traumas and allow that fascia network to heal. So his body's not as in as much trauma and when the, or turmoil, I should say, when the body's in turmoil, it lashes out in the behavioral challenges. And so it's that environment inside our body that we're going to help reconnect and then hydrate. And then we're going to clear any stressors in the external environment through EMF.
Wow.
And our grounding bags.
So cool, man. I'm excited. I mean, and I can't, and it just, it blows my mind. Cause you think of like hyperbaric or even neurofeedback, right? Like they tell you, you know, don't expect any results for like, you know, you gotta come like 10 times, you know, 10 sessions. And you're like, yeah, you're going to start seeing results in one session. And we're just working remotely with energy, which I just finished the book, The Intention Experiment and A Tribe of Eight by Lynn Metaggart. She talks all about just this idea of intention and sending that energy out and how we're all connected, like you said. So it makes total sense, but it's really neat the results you can get without all this tech, you know?
Yeah, it's fun. And so it's a while to learn different systems and how the body works. And for me, it's really understanding, and I keep going back to this. It's like, hey, what is our environment? And how do we fit in with it? And that's a bloated question. I mean, our environment could kill us or allow us to thrive.
Yeah. Good point. Okay. Talk to me about EMF rocks, because like you said earlier, you became very passionate about this. And it seems like now, no matter what protocol you're doing, I have a hunch feeling that everything ties into EMF. Because guess what? That's energy that's being bombarded to us and it can be creating a disturbing energy. But if someone's just tuning in, they're like, okay, you know, Justin, what the hell are EMF rocks? Joel's, if you're watching visually, you can see me holding up a bag of rocks. Talk to me about just these special rocks and why they work. And then we'll go deeper into the EMFs.
So my buddy, Dr. Steven Schwartz, he has Bioharmonic Technologies. It's like one of the coolest sound bed products out there on the market. He calls me the pet rock king. He's like, Justin, you're selling a bag of rocks. I'm like, well, ours have intelligence. And so it's different. It's literally intelligence in there. It's intelligence of nature in a bag. So they're literally like walking barefoot in a bag. And so conceptually, our concept was understanding that electromagnetic fields are polarizing for the body. So everyone looks to nature to get grounded, right, Joel?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and so did I. So we're taking the resonance of the earth and putting it in a bag and bringing that resonance into your home or car or office or your environment to create a coherence. Because we live in these things called homes, they're actually electrical boxes. And so we're not meant to be in electricity and non-native waveforms. So the grounding bags have this incredible resonance. They have moisture magnetic properties. So they're different piezoelectric effect. They're stronger than shungite, amethyst, black tourmaline, and some of the other known crystals because of the moisture content in them. And they literally, we sell them through doctor clinics all around the country. It's one of the leading natural EMF protection products out there. So, and it's natural. It's not a man-made resonance. So this is my big thing. It's like, everyone's like, oh, there's so many devices out there. And you plug this in the wall to ground your sheets, or you plug this in the wall and it kicks off a scalar wave and it creates a coherence. That's a modified waveform. That's a modified resonance. That's exactly like eating genetically modified food in your environment. So nobody does it better than nature. And that's why we look to nature to solve this challenge.
That's so good. Yeah. And I know there's, you know, I've heard a lot of different things. Keith, I think Keith Oberman, who has the grounding.com and very big into grounding and earthing. And
Clint Oberman. Yeah.
Clint Oberman. Yeah. And, you know, there's even been some talk about, you know, for example, some of his products, not just him, everybody like in the grounding space that, hey, if we bring in these grounding mats into our bedroom, but aren't we also creating a charge then that, you know, that requires some kind of like technology? And isn't that then amplifying the frequencies we don't want? And I've heard, you know, contrary things, but I'll be honest, having a bag of rocks that is from the earth seems a lot more harmonious.
Right. And that's why a lot of the doctors are really gravitating towards it, because no one does it better than nature. And as much as we love Clint Ober's work and his book Earthing and Dr. Mercola's book EMF'd, we don't love their solution. Their answers are awful. Dr. Mercola's is asleep in a Faraday tent. If I brought a Faraday tent home and said, honey, we're sleeping in a tent in our house, she would go, no, you're in it outside. I mean, this is just crazy. And then to plug into the grid, electricity doesn't run inside of wires. It runs on top of them. Okay, so we don't even understand how this electricity works. But yet you're going to plug in something in the outlet and think it's just all getting grounded to the, because it's the ground part of the outlet. No, it's all interplayed. If your bed's touching the wall, your bed's charged to the level of the outlet. If you're plugged into that outlet, it's charged to the level of the outlet. And if there's sheets connected to it, like your bed's charged to the level of the outlet. So that means you're getting low level radiation all night when you're sleeping. That's not enhancing. I'm not a fan of any modified resonance because it's like eating GMO food for your environment. I'm not a fan of plugging anything into the grid. You don't need to do that. All we need to do is get out into nature and have that interplay with nature. And that's going to help facilitate healing. And when we are inside, bring her resonance in your home. These are the crystals that are inside our grounding bags. And when you can bring that into your home, you get all the coherence that you need. You'll sleep up to 60% deeper.
Wow. That's what you're seeing, a 60% increase in deep sleep or even REM?
Yeah, Dr. Rodney White out of Nebraska did a test for 3 months. 3 months. Okay, most guys do 1 day, a trial, clinical trial. 3 month test, is deep sleep improved 60%? And that's incredible. And so Dr. Bear Lando at alphavedic.com, A-L-F-A-V-E-D-I-C, he did a waveform test. He has these dual impedance antennas and he measures your chi, your biofield, and any distortion in it will tell him exactly what's wrong with you. The grounding bags clinically passively treated up to 91% of the markers that were off. The lowest was 67 and the highest was 91. The 67, the thymus was decharged. And that's the other thing, is we could tap on the bag and you use it as a self-home care protocol to recharge your energy. So literally just tapping. And because it was a passive test, like, if she would have done the tapping, she would have been off the charts because she was the youngest out of the people tested.
Wow.
Crazy.
Yeah, very interesting stuff. I mean, there's other products out there, and I've actually had them on the podcast, Somavetic, Lila Q. You got all these products. And so what's interesting is, you know, here I am clowning, you know, at, you know, just having fun and talking about the rocks. Like, how could rocks do anything? But how does a crystal like the Somavetic work? How does a block like the Lila Q? You know, people ask the same thing, but there are studies that show they do work. So yeah, there's a very good study showing that they do work. So why would this not work? The great thing, Justin, I was going to say too, compared to all those other products, a bag of rocks that from your website, EMF Rocks, it's like $130, I think. And if you want a Somavetic or some of these other products, you're looking at spending $800 to $1,000, even more. So what a great solution to have this.
Yeah. The Somavetic, I haven't ever tested it to work. The Lila Q actually helped my cell phone for a little bit. But again, we don't know when these resonants stop working. We know they have frequencies that they emit. And they might test well for a minute, but they'll get overrun over a period of time. You can't look to electricity to clear electricity right now. You can look to electricity for e-stim, for health reasons, for short-term benefits. So yeah, plug in, get electrical stimulation, you know, get some more nerve connections, and that's great. Get a little more excitement in there, blood circulation, reduce inflammation, get some more connection in there. Those are great. Use it for PEMF, use it for sound beds, use it for, you know, just all the different tools like we use electricity for. But that's for a short-term health purpose. When we're when we're attempting to clear electromagnetic radiation, it's a futile effort. You can't do it better than nature does it. And so that's where I want to share is that our interplay with our environment. So our environment is air, which is, well, you know, it's everything around us, but I'm going to lean in on the air. So the air is the ether, plasma, it's our atmosphere. Waves and particles travel through that. Okay, that's how we're able to communicate. So the framework for us and our universe is based on scalar waves. They're waves that distribute equally in every direction. So if I drop a pebble in a pond, the splash of the pond goes equally in every direction, right, Joel?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a one-directional wave that goes straight out. And then when they said, stay 6 to 8 feet away from everyone, it wasn't stay 6 to 8 feet away from just a straight line out of Justin's right ear. No, it's a it's a bioresonance that goes out in every direction. Same as the Schumann resonance, the healing pulse of the earth. It's I'm not in it in this spot and then out of it in this spot. It's a resonance that it covers the entire, you know, surface of the earth. And so I could go on examples of unpolarized a resonance that we're one with and designed to be one with nature. And to the contrary, all man-made electromagnetic waveforms are all one-directional waveforms, or they don't work. So electricity, it has to go in one-directional wave and it has to meet the other end or else you'll have static in the line. So if rats ate a line, you're going to have static. Cell tower panels, they have panels facing every direction. That's because they're broadcasting a waveform out at every direction. It's not unpolarized. They can't just send it out and then it goes everywhere. It's just not how it works. So that's really the difference is, and we can quantify it through the speeds of these waveforms too.
Yeah. Wow. You know, what's interesting too, with the rocks, you know, when you look at the Somavetics or the Lila Qs, they say, hey, it'll help with this much space in your home. What's the amount of space that with just one bag of these rocks? Like, for example, last night I slept with them on my bed because I wanted that create that grounding effect. And the night before I had it in my kid's bed to see if there's any differences in their sleep. And they all slept great. But I'm just curious, how long do they last? Because you mentioned like some of these things don't last. We don't know for how long. Is there a charge that dissipates? And then also, what is the field that we can expect if we have these in our home? How many should we have? I'm kind of wondering.
So the muscle testing docs text those to go about 70 square feet out and around you. To clear a source, you want it touching it. So it should be touching the bed, desk, or car seat. They'll last for 2 to 4 years. That's probably, and they're, yeah, they're about $140, so $139.99 plus tax and shipping and all. But so it's a really inexpensive product compared to some of the others. But probably one of our biggest selling points is that there is a life expectancy to this. They don't, they're not, this is nature. These are hand mined crystals. There's moisture in them. When that moisture dissipates, the crystals will turn more whiter in color and then get softer and turn to dust over time. It'll take years to do that. So they're going to last for a long time, but we know that they will lose their charge. And when they lose their form, they'll lose their function for EMF protection. The other products, you don't know when they get overrun. And if there's copper in those other products, they'll start to be a conductor and imprint the bad into you. So I'm just not a fan of eating GMO food and modifying resonances to put a fake resonance in my environment with all the other fake resonances. So it just doesn't make sense to me. Our life expectancy is really a long time for a product, for any type of a product for that matter. And they just work really well. And the, and then one other thing to add is you just add five together, that'll clear 2000 square feet. Seven together will clear 2000, but it, you have to have seven if you have solar. And then Joel, if someone drives an electric car, sitting on a massive battery is not enhancing for health. It's a, actually tests, our colleague tests about 18% lower testosterone for guys and girls driving electric cars. So our test shows seven grounding bags behind the driver's seat in an electric car will clear that. And then just in a regular combustion car, because I just did on our Instagram, EMF Rocks, at EMF Rocks, I posted some videos. And one grounding bag per car seat for, you know, for passenger is going to be good for just a combustion car, because there's a lot of EMF in all the cars as well.
Wow. Okay. I didn't even think of that. I wasn't even aware. You know, one of the things also, Justin, is I know there's different protocols also that you can use with this. And you kind of mentioned it earlier there. You had kind of taught me some, you can do some tapping. And I know you have specific areas that you recommend people tap. First of all, explain why they should tap. And then what are like the big four areas that you recommend people should do? And should I do that daily, or like, what does that look like?
Yeah. So the coolest thing about our grounding bags is that you can use them as a self home care protocol to recharge your body battery, or essentially detox or flush your biofield of any stuck EMF. Eileen McCusick talks about our energy field, and she does tuning fork stuff to clear emotional holding stuff in our energy field. Our energy field can also hold stuck EMF. So just like athletes' weakest links are typically, oh, I sprained my wrist or my ankle, the weak links for the body are the eyes, teeth, thymus, which is your upper chest and intestine area below your belly button. So what you can do is grab the grounding bag, keep it sealed, use it as is, tap on it. Just start tapping on it. It'll 10x your energy, just this alone. And next, cover your eyes, tap, and then teeth. Yeah. And then thymus.
Here. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Upper chest. And you could cover it over the thymus or intestine area, but just have the intent going to those four areas. Mm-hmm. And that will recharge your body battery. And if I were to muscle test you, like we go to conferences, I forget who I tested in your booth, but most of them, their eyes are blown out because the crappy lighting at those conferences, the trade shows and such. And so we grab the grounding bags, tap on it, have them cover their eyes, and then their eyes have polarity again. So it's really tough to heal when you're decharged. If some of the bigger areas of your body lose their polarity, you become a gateway for dis-ease to happen. And where dis-ease happens is it starts with the EMF stuff. it's a mitochondria challenge. So it messes with your voltage-gated calcium channels. It lets positive calcium into a negative cell. It turns, causes tremendous cell and DNA damage. From there, you have all these free radicals. So it's an oxidative stress in your body. It decalcifies your pineal gland. So when you're sleeping, you're not connecting to God as much. You're not getting the endocrine system to fire. So the melatonin's not really, you know, replenishing your body. Your hormones are being disrupted and it's destructuring your water. So it's dehydrating us, our fascia and our environment. From there, we see all the first signs are cognitive. So it's lack of focus, memory, anxiety, fatigue, stress, headaches, behavioral challenges. Imagine that. So when some of the kids are inundated with EMFs, they're going to lash out because their systems are full of, you know, some toxicity, or they're just out of balance. And so when we can start to normalize that, everything's going to start to feel better. The next level two would be more non-trauma concussion symptoms. Like we saw the Havana cohort. That was the first attack of US embassy workers on foreign soil with microwave radiation. And their symptoms were basically non-trauma concussion. So nausea, vomiting, seizures, you know, all that is how these guys get affected. Rashes on their skin, bloody noses, more severe headaches like a migraine. And then you go into the bigs, cancer, suicide, diabetes, Alzheimer's disease, cardiovascular disease, and then infertility. And I want to make note, we're one of the only countries that calls Alzheimer's. It's really like a stage three, like diabetes. And this craziest thing is diabetes is directly correlated to EMFs because it messes with your glucose levels. And we saw that in a diabetes client, a young kid and her mom, they jumped on an airplane with their new smartwatches. Ironically, they're using the tech that's hurting them to save their life so they can check their blood sugar levels. So the kid's glucose spiked 200 points when everyone turned on their Wi-Fi on the airplane and he got a bloody nose. And then there was a long flight. Then at the end of the flight, he was sleeping and half the people turned back on the Wi-Fi and he got a bloody nose when he was sleeping and he didn't consume anything. It's the environment that's messing with our glucose levels that's causing diabetes, causing Alzheimer's and all these other challenges.
Yeah, it brings home to a point too. It's like you kind of mentioned earlier, you know, you can do all these protocols and detox and do all this stuff, but if you're still putting in the bad stuff in your body, which we don't even cognitively, consciously see, if you're still around the EMFs, you're still in the environment, then like all of these testing, all these things I'm going to do, it's not really going to hold or it's not going to even work. And so I think for you, I can just see your practice has really shifted. Like, we're going to clear all this stuff first, and then I'm going to work on the nerve, the fascia, or whatever, you know, else we're going to do, right?
Yeah, it's the easiest way to get someone better is to clear their environment. So yeah, stop eating crappy food, like eat real stuff. Let's stop putting a laptop on your lap if you're trying to get pregnant. That's a battery with a router. That's not going to work. So super simple things that you can do is just to understand this interplay of the environment. And look, you're a former police officer, like, you know that a car battery doesn't work if it doesn't have water in it. So how do we expect our body battery to work if we're not getting sunlight and getting the positive charge from that? If we're not getting the electrons from the earth and getting grounded by nature outside, if we're not breathing in minerals from different nature's environments, if we're not getting it from our food, and then of course, if we don't get it from our food and the conductivity, like those are the elements that allow our body battery to work. If we're missing any one of those, it's going to break down.
Yeah. I want to get into, you've been mentioning hydration a lot. I want to hear what you say before. Also, I go there, you know, you talked a lot about muscle testing. And one of the ways we were introduced, I just want to highlight for people that really gave me a feeling of like, okay, this guy's the real deal is like you mentioned, Walter Watts, who I was with at that A4M conference had went to your booth and had talked to you. He's a very advanced muscle tester. And along with his brother, Todd, founder of Cellcore. And he's like, Joel, you got to meet this guy. Like, this guy, like, is the real deal. And like, I saw him come back. He had a bag of rocks. And like, clearly, I knew he wouldn't. He's not the kind of guy that buys into the hype, is my point. Anybody knows Walter, he doesn't buy into the hype. And I know for sure he tested it before he bought it. Like that's just what he does. So just another kudos to you and everything that you're doing. I mean, it's a little late in the episode to mention that, but that was also for me like, all right, this guy's the real deal. This isn't just some like snake oil. So I just want people to understand that. But talk about hydration, because you mentioned that a lot lately. And I'm curious, like, what do you do to hydrate, to make sure we're hydrating? Because we hear a lot that these waters, you know, do you put minerals in them? Or like, what are you doing to make sure that you are staying hydrated?
Great question. So Ibrahim Karim is the founder of Biogeometry. He'll say the reason there's any changes in our temperature of our environment is from the radiation that we're rolling out at record levels. That's crazy. I'll say also it's affecting our environment in our bodies. So it's dehydrating us inside. As we talked about, the 2.45 gigahertz is the lowest bandwidth of the cell phones. And that's the first bandwidth that starts to destructure water for us in our environment. That's why we're seeing that dehydration and an epidemic of chronic dehydration in our bodies. My colleague, Gary Lineham, he recommends taking silica. And silica is a huge part of our body composition. And it's basically crushed seashells. And you can get it through diatomaceous earth. And it's fantastic for anti-parasitic, but it's giving your body the minerals back in the system that it exactly what it needs to stay hydrated. So silica from the diatomaceous earth is one of the biggest things that I do to stay hydrated and get rid of chronic dehydration. Irish sea moss will also bring a lot of minerals in. So those two are going to be huge. But before that, I get clean mountain spring water. I drink out of bottle, glass, not the plastic. And then I'll add in these incredible minerals to it to help enhance it. Zeolite, like all these minerals are going to be great to add in. So you want clean water and you want to add in minerals with it. And then also structure it too. That would be great.
Yeah, you could put the rock, you could have a bag of rocks near them, I'm sure, right? Near the
water. Yeah, just having the bag of rocks will help structure it. We have filters on athleticism.com, the Dr. Dave Jensen's, that you put it through, it goes through a Fibonacci sequence. So the water will spiral. Oh, wow. So structured water acts like shaped like a honeycomb. So one of the things with the vaccine is they got the graphene to shape like a honeycomb, which is like structured water. So it tricked a lot of people's bodies into thinking it was water and they grabbed onto it and it just jacked a lot of people up. So it's that structure, that formation that our body recognized. And so when it's in that honeycomb Fibonacci structure sequence, it's more absorptive and our bodies just latch onto it. And so when you can get clean structured water, you don't get it from tap water. You don't get it from a lot of the other crappy water. You got to have the pure spring water to see those, you know, benefits.
Yeah. I know we got to wrap it up because we're running up on time, but Justin, any exciting projects that you're working on right now?
Oh, shoot. I had so many. We just rolled out a new toothpaste called White Clay Toothpaste, which is the cleanest, fewest ingredients you'll ever have. Look for our book called Grounded by Nature. That's the second book that I've published. And so I'll have some hard copies of that coming soon and the audio recording coming soon as well. And we have our MCT oil, which is lean oil, which helps buffer the glucose spiking. All those are on athleticism.com and so much more. So, and then grab the Faraday bags because they protect you from your phone and they slow down the data harvesting. So that saves the life of your battery. And that's where they keep aggregating all this information. So we have a lot of curated health products. And this is a ton of information to grasp. The last thing I want to leave everyone with is understand what your environment is and how you interplay with it. And when we know that we're one with nature, that's going to allow us to really start to heal. So get outside into nature, get grounded by nature, get into bodies of water. I'm in the ocean every day and that's my sanctuary. No wetsuit, cold water therapy. pulling in those that negative ionic charge, feeding my body with electrons, you know, process chain that helps get my energy back in my system. When I'm not outside and I'm inside a home, shut down your electricity in your bedrooms at night. Create the resonance of your bedroom and home as close as you can to the resonance outside into nature. So Wi-Fi's off, smart meters are converted to analogs. All the devices are on airplane mode. This is how we're going to start to get a better, deeper sleep. And so our brain doesn't try to figure out what's pinging it. Because remember, these signals are pinging at billions of waves per second. That 5G is 60 to 90 billion waves per second. When we're asleep, our delta and theta brainwave states are really low and slow. They're about 1 to 8 hertz or waves per second. Then the athletes are 8 to 13 when they're in the flow state. And, you know, they call it in the zone. So we rev really close to that Schumann resonance at 7.83 hertz. So get into nature and create that resonance as low and slow in your home so you can heal and thrive and have vitality.
Dude, I love that. I'm definitely going to have to bring you back for a part two when the book drops, because I wanted to get into more things. Even just some of the history of EMFs that, you know, there's that great book, The Invisible Rainbow, I think it's called. I want to talk more about your MCT oil. I wanted to dive more into like how the heck can Wi-Fi and glucose even matter? You know, we talk about all, you mentioned Alzheimer's. Some people say, oh, it's type 3 diabetes. So there's something going on here, and I'd love to just geek out more. And I'm sure it's actually in your book, some of these topics that we just brought up. So want to definitely have you on for part two. Really quick, before we wrap things up and let everybody know where they can find you and connect with you and learn more, I'm just curious, like, what's a guy like you? I'm always interested in the high performers I bring on this show that are disruptive. These people do different things, outside of the box things that not your average person does. And I see them excel and do really well in their life. But I'm just curious, like, what are some rituals or like practices that you do daily? Is it a gratitude journal? Is it the, you know, you mentioned the ocean. Is it meditation? Like, what does Justin Franson do every day?
Oh, I invite you to Laguna Beach, California to go free diving with me. No wetsuit. Okay. Water's 57, 58 degrees. We're in it for about a half hour, 40 minutes, no matter the temperature. And that's one of my big things. But it's daily walks. It's getting grounded and being conscious of being outside barefoot as much as I can. So an hour in the morning with the dog, and then beach volleyball, and I could squeeze that in. That's great too. That would be an hour or two. And then I always jump in the water for about, you know, 20 minutes or so. And so I'm putting in the work. That's what you have to do, is put in the work, get outside, take your shoes off, and connect with the Earth's resonance and get hydrated. I do fascia maneuvers. That's my other big thing that's really upped the pressure system of my body. I feel our bodies get deflated. And when you could unwind it and wring it out through counter-rotational fascia maneuvers with breath work while hydrating and grounding, that's the recipe for success right there, everybody.
Dude, love that. Justin Franson, tell everybody where they can find you, connect with you, learn more about EMF Rocks, or just on social media. Like, where do you hang out? Let everybody know.
Yeah, athleticism.com, emfrocks.com, at emfrocks on Instagram, and at athleticism neurostacking. You could find me all those spots.
Amazing. Justin, thanks for being on the show, brother. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Joel.